Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Thomas, and welcome to episode number 3 of the...
Oh my God!
And sitting next to me, as always, is my good brother, and he's my real brother. Give it up for Al.
Hello, everyone. It's Alan. It's good to be back for another 3rd episode of Oh My God. How are you, Tom?
Good, man. Very good.
Good.
So, recap. If people don't know what Oh My God is, it's quite simple. Al and I, both pro wrestling fans, have been, since we were young kids. We've done many, many different wrestling opinions, which is us watching an entire show. But what we decided to do in 2019, earlier this year, was actually to make up a concept where we would go back and watch individual matches. And it wasn't just single matches. We thought, let's make it a bit different. Let's go back and watch some of the most hardcore, extreme, and brutal professional matches from across the world. We're talking about ECW, ZZW, WCW, WWE, any other promotion that produced some of the most hardcore matches. Previous episodes that we've done, we've covered things such as the CZW Tournament of Death. We covered a pretty classic I Quit matchup between Ric Flair and also Terry Funk. We've also covered Shane McMahon versus Kurt from King of the Ring at 2001, and one where it all started, going back to 1995 with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack in their IWA Japan death match final.
Yep. Barbed wire and C4.
Now this one, we're going to be doing another great bloody war. We're going to kick it off first with my one. So this is an event that I've watched in its entirety, but this one match stood out for me. We're talking about ECW Born to be Wired from 1997, with the main event being the defending ECW World Heavyweight Champion Terry Funk one-on-one with Sabu.
The Funkster is back.
Yep, so Funk's been in how many of these? 3 of them now. Already? In all 3 episodes. So this one here is Bill Alfonso in the corner of Sabu, and Sabu challenging for the ECW title, which was actually won by Terry Funk at Barely Legal only a couple of weeks earlier. Mm-hmm. So if you have this, I think it's on the network. If not, you can check it out online. We saw this one on YouTube. So if you want to check it out, it's ECW Born to be Wired, Terry Funk versus Sabu. But before we kick into that, you can check out our show on Apple iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify. Also check us out on Instagram and at Twitter at The Brocast, THEBROKAST. And it's time to kick it, eh? Ready to do it?
Do it.
Here we go. Bang, play. Look at that ring, Al. Brings back memories of Japan, doesn't it?
Oh, here he comes. There's Terry Funk.
So you think that match we watched last month, this is 8 years after that of Terry's war with Ric Flair. And now we're looking 8 years later, him stepping back into the barbed wire.
Yep. Just touching it, just leaning just up against it. Just leaning up against it.
I tried to kick him. Hey, yep. Look at it. Oh, look at it.
Yep. There we go. The Funkster takes on the homicidal, genocidal maniac.
Crazy.
He's the crazy man.
So let's look at the same at this event.
Man, what are Bill Alfonso had some. He had a great dental plan. At least in these braces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
In the mouth. Look, a bull hit him in the eye and the mouth. So this whistle. It was a referee back in the day.
So this event, as I said, took place on August 9th, 1997. Other matches on the card. Al Snow took on Taz for the ECW World TV title.
Yep.
Big Dick Dudley and Bubba Ray Dudley and Devon defeated Axel Rotten and Balls Mahoney and Hack Myers. And then the co-main event, so just before this match, RVD took on Tommy Dreamer and defeated him in 9 minutes. So at the same time as this, you would have had SummerSlam 97 for the WWE. And I'm trying to think what WCW was doing in 97 at this timeline. Calm down.
Calm down. Terry Funk, the crowd is going ballistic for the old man.
They love him.
In the yellow and black tights. Here we go. Squaring each other off, back and forth. Funkster poised and ready to knock Sabu down, defending his title. Oh, they've got a loud clapping. The crowd, is going. Ooh. Terry Funk, not scared one bit of Sabu. Someone's just throwing a bottle into the ring, and it's across the side. Here we go again. Drop kick, miss. I think it was missed. No, it's a leg takedown. Very interesting enough that we're starting off with wrestling.
Yeah,
in a barbed wire.
A proper grappling match.
A proper grappling match.
Barbary Barbie.
Oh. Shots after shots.
I love the camera shots when they stand right there with the barbed wire. Ooh, with the barbed wire. Yeah. No, I'm smarter than you, Terry. I mean, I ain't going to go to the barbed wire.
Why not?
He likes it anyway.
I'm not saying anything about him today. Let's just continue and have
Straw hat guy.
Let's have a good time. Okay?
Is he the subby guy with the towel on his head there with a belt on?
Just a man with something on his head, Tom.
No, isn't he? He's supporting somebody.
I'm not falling for your silliness, Tom. You happened in the last episode.
ECFNW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't say last episode. It looked like Nakamura because of the trunks.
Too late. It's already been said.
No.
We've got...
modified Kimmel Clinch here.
Kimmel Clinch, one hand up there. Funker's hands are taped heavily. So is Sabu's. Both hands taped heavily right there.
Don't want to get cutty with the barbed wire.
Don't get cutty on the barbed wire. How about you shut up over there? Huh?
I'm on my line.
Stooge?
He loves those neck breakers. From all matches that we've done, he loves the neck breaker.
Breaks the neck. That's what it does, Tom.
It breaks
the
neck. Yeah. That's what it does.
It's gold. Fucking obvious over here. Pole driver. He loves dropping them on their head. Sabu is down. Go for a one, a two, count to two. Bill Alfonso out the side saying, come on, baby. Come on, baby, get up. Hit winning. Bait that funker up. DDT.
Yes, and
pole driver.
Spike.
Vicious
pole driver. He loves the neck breaker and the spike pole driver.
Funker holding onto. Lucky those hands. No. Look at that. It's razor sharp. Razor sharp. Cut your face up.
There we go.
Oh, take that.
I would wear a long sleeve top.
Yeah, because
you're a pussy. And a helmet.
You look like Vince Russo when he won the title.
Come on, in the cage. Come on.
Yeah.
My riot gear.
Yeah, riot gear.
Here we go.
Well, like Corana.
Hey. Watch this. Oh, there it is.
Here we go, baby.
Hurricane Rana attempt by Sabu. Terry Funk counters and launches him into the ropes.
Sabu's hardcore wire. Because he's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
His tights are cut, are they?
Yeah, caught there. You right there, baby? Yeah, you got a little bit of piss in there. That's stuck there. That's stuck to you. Good on you,
Bill.
Bill trying to help, and then he just falls right backwards. Like,
sorry.
He was trying to help. Oh, here we go. He's got his face pressed up, and cheese grating. The madman.
He's got yelling at somebody.
Hey, I'll come over there. I told you.
I tell him to throw something.
Stop throwing shit.
And sit down.
Hey. Here we go. We got some colour already. Yeah. How long were we into the match for? We've already got colour.
About 2 minutes. Mm-mm-mm. 2.5 minutes.
Hit your tomato sauce. There goes the bus.
Wow. You're right. Just hanging around, are you there, mate?
Yeah, it's hanging around there, mate. Who's that? Is that the referee talking?
Yep.
Yeah. Loser.
So he's making fun of the guy that he's making fun of.
Yep. And that's why you're a pussy, Tom. Hey, Al.
Watch this. This is the one I sent the gift to you on a couple of weeks ago. Here we go.
Cheese grate to the testes.
And look, he's trying to pull it off because his pants are getting ripped too. So he's trying to help. Terry.
Give me your pants. I want to wear them. Give me your pants. God damn it, Sabu. Let me wear them. Why don't you let me? Oh, they're coming off. And they're teared.
They're blue, eh?
Oh, yeah, they're blue, eh? Oh, punch in the gut. Hey, it's that rude. We can see your underpants. Bill, go out the back and get me some pants.
These closed fists. Look at that.
Yep. Taped closed fist.
Yep.
Vicious.
What are you... Terry, he's not going to come back.
Look at that.
Yeah, bicep. It's his bicep.
I'm stuck.
He's talking. See him talking to him.
Can I have some barbed wire, please?
His bicep. Hurt. Bicep and tricep.
Yeah, there's something hanging off there. Look at that. On the point of right on there.
See, one thing about Terry, he never stomped as well. Stopped and punched. He just punched you, so he wouldn't need the sound effect.
You know why
effect.
They do that? Wrestlers do that just because you know they've got like, yeah, they like the sound of it.
Yeah, but I'm saying
when you punch someone in the face, don't you stomp?
Yeah, yeah. I don't fight a lot of people, but when I do,
I fight myself. I punch a lot of mirrors. Hate you.
I don't hate myself. I love myself. It's good to have confidence.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I wouldn't. Why are you? Of all fucking things. Ow!
You like yourself, do you?
Yeah, well, someone has to.
Jesus.
Why? Fucking why? Here we go. Dude, Sabu.
Just, you kind of taking the space ocean.
My back. My neck and my... moving on. There's barbed wire in my parts.
Oh, look at him pushing his, look at his leg. He's,
What's his name?
He's still going tied up. Alfonso throws a chair in. Two chairs in.
Not one, but two.
Two, please.
Sabu looks sore.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yep. Easy, Tom. Take the whole fucking table down. Wow. I got frightened. I saw Sabu with a chair. And I really wanted to act.
Yeah.
Give me your pants, Sabu. He's really can I wear them?
That bicep.
Yeah, that, I think he's
done talking some. To Terry there.
Terry, I'm hurt.
I've lost a chunk.
Yeah. We have met Sabu, guys. Tom and I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number of years ago now.
Number of years ago. Let's try about nearly 15.
Mm. Hey, man. How you going?
Hello, Sabu.
You good?
Yeah. How are you, mate? And he's just getting that little point in there.
Sabu, scraping the forehead. Give him a haircut.
What's he got there? Has he got the spike?
It's the nail.
It's the nail.
Yep. The gout.
I'm going to stab him right in the eye.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. Alright, so I'll stab him. Who are you going for? Who are you trying
Look at the crowd.
He is piercing the funkster.
And he can't, he's trying to crawl up through barbed wire to get up.
Yeah.
Ouch. Here comes the... Look at the hand. These fingers.
Can you help me out, please? Very nice.
He's all knotted up.
Poncho. Mm. Onto the chair, off the chair, into the old man. This is wrestling. Sabu pointing to the ceiling.
Count it.
Pointing to the ceiling.
The WCW champion, do it.
One, two. It's count two. Not yet. It's just a two count.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Come down.
Soon.
Yeah, it will be. Yes. Spoilers. Fucking hell, Tom. What? What?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say that.
The guy holding his girl there. No, it's alright. It's like, it's alright. Just there. It's alright.
It's alright. Can you get your boobs out?
No.
It's slice. We've got a bit of slice and dice action here. Yes. Yeah. I think I've done my tendon. Yep. Funkster.
He's done it on the same opposite arm, but same spot.
Why? Why do this match? Why?
It's wrestling.
Well, no. ECW.
Mm-hmm. Extreme Championship. Wrestling.
Right.
I mean, Bill's been told something by.
Oh, can we have Sabu. Some bandage, please?
No, he's running. He's going to run back around now.
Yeah. So that time where he did his knee and then he threw. Yep, can we have some bandages, please?
It's a bit of a flesh wound there.
Bit of a flesh wound there, I say.
I said flesh originally.
Bit of a fletch.
Fletch leaves.
Fletch. Oh.
Bit of Chevy Chase, guys.
Bit of Chevy Chase wound, is it? One, two, kick out with boots and...
Where is he, hear him say?
Where the fuck is
he? It's like he didn't care about kayfabe, he would just start talking in the ring. People cover up and talk, so people would just talk to you.
Where the fuck is Bell?
But he wouldn't cover up.
Where's Bell? Can here I have go. Some tape? And Bell, just sit there. Yeah, look at this. And he just tapes himself up.
Terry, just wait over there for a sec.
Terry, I'm not ready.
Just wait.
Wait, old man, I'm not ready, god damn it.
I haven't broken the tape yet. Look, see, he's still trying to tape it.
That's quite innovative that when you're trying to tape your own arm and then you allow someone to hit you with a net breaker on not one but two chairs. It's innovative right there. He's the innovator of violence.
Yes.
And the innovator of improv.
Yep.
There's a fella right there with a mustache who looks like his eyes are like fishbowl eyes. Like, one eye's going the other way and this one's the other way.
I love this match.
I love it. He's still... I'm really glad that he sold that. I'm fucking mad now! I'm out! I'll kick you! I'll kick you, Arthur!
Somebody's pissed off.
Yeah!
Careful on these levels here. Hey, easy.
You shut the hell up, alright?
You leave me alone.
You tell me all the time, Al, you need to stand back from the mic.
You just threw the tape back
to me. Hey, would you like your tape back, sir? Ooh, kick in the mouth.
Jesus.
Come here, you son of a bitch. I'm going to hit you. Hit you again. Oh, you're two hands, not just one. Who's the blonde? Hello. Where are you going, lady?
Alan.
Oh, you're leaving. Oh, she's gone. I think that was a lady. I don't know if it was a guy.
I think it was a dude.
What? He went to go for a punch and he just went.
Nah, I thought I heard screaming though just then. Like there was. I'm not hearing anything. Probably the
Hello?
It's a ghost.
Ooh. There's a Green Lantern.
Something's happened over
Come
there.
Come on, Green Lantern, use your ring, your power. By darkest night. No dangerous area.
Escape my mind. Night.
Green Lantern's light! Yep. Yep.
Oh, look at this shirt all ripped up.
Hey, mate, just letting you know, in a couple of years' time, we're going to get a Green Lantern movie. Oh, fucking sweet.
There's Mick Foley guy.
Yeah.
Straw hat guy's there.
Mick Foley guy.
Yeah, the guy on the front, the glasses.
Yeah.
The beard.
Yeah.
Look at it. What's he going here?
Sprinting toe hold. Oh, Bill Alfonso. And now it's caught.
Bye-bye.
No, I don't. He's not a wrestler.
Bill. Terry, I'm not.
God damn it. I got stabbed in the belly. The fuck's wrong with you? Terry. Oh, Tom, is he going to suplex him? Oh, he's ripped his shirt.
On the door.
Well.
This is wrestling.
Well.
Was it Jerry Funk with a reverse suplex?
Onto the barbed wire. Now we got some barbed wire wrapped around the hand of the Funkster. Bill Alfonso is going to get christened.
No, listen.
Not behind.
He's literally cowering.
I think he's wrapping around his neck, so he's like trying to carve his.
What has he got barbed wire?
Yeah, he's got barbed wire wrapped around.
Look Give at the crowd.
Ripping your shirt open. He's going to leave some scarring. Here we go.
Hey. Oh, come on, man.
That. No. Sure.
He's going to do the front. He's going to do the front, Elf.
I'm just going to give you some scarring, you son of a bitch. Come here. Yeah.
Are you bleeding yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you something to bleed. You want to get in the ring, do you? That got caught. Stop it!
Terry. Oh, my God.
No.
The crowd aren't cheering. They're more in shock of this. Holy shit. Look at the arms crossed. Yeah.
I'm not enjoying this very much.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be this extreme.
Yeah, this is
just a bit much.
It's a bit much, eh? Better call my mum. Mum, watch DCW. I got scared.
Yeah, so we're still grabbing
that
arm.
We've got some pliers.
Pliers? You're going to cut the barbed wire now? No.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
Sabu is still trying to patch up his arm.
He's going to make a whip. And just whip it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Yes, this is not going to end well. Oh, no.
I don't even think it started well. It just looks fucking
dangerous. Don't put it on his neck. No, yeah.
No.
Don't.
No, he's going.
Ay, ay, ay.
He's, well. He's
just whip it.
Taking him to the woodshed. And,
oh.
And his hair's caught, Tom. You see that?
Yep.
His hair is caught.
Yep.
In the top, in the middle rope of barbed wire. And, and it's caught to his pants.
It's in a knot. It's in a knot.
I think that's to his knee.
That's in a knot.
What do you? You feel that, do you? You want to be world champion?
Could you just imagine Paulie Dangerously watching this backstage, sitting in the monitor?
Francine, come here.
This is exactly what I thought it would be. Yes. It's almost like a handicap match now. It's
fantastic.
Oh, he's busted. There it is. Yeah.
Yep. Put.
We love you, Terry.
Oh, Terry, we love you. Has he got something on his back? He's still got scar. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Kick in the face. Get up. I think.
Please.
Are they trying?
I'm on your team.
No, it's not.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this. He's caught.
Oh.
So who's going to.
Oh, he's cutting it now. T's got the cutters.
He's got the pliers. I think they're giving a bit of time for. What's his face?
So the whole section's gone there.
Yep.
That section's nearly all gone.
Yep. And why the people. Camera guy, the Superman kid over there. Sit down. Yeah, that's right.
With the pliers.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you got that. I'm kicking
and just it hits the chair too.
Fell on my head. You like my rip pants?
Oh, Sabu.
I got them from Alabama.
He's wrestling. What is it? Yeah, he's wrestling. He wrestled for Impact recently. Hey, with this guy actually. Okay.
Yeah, RVD attacking the.
I never thought these two would meet. There you go.
Why not?
No, I just never.
Well, so they've been in the company for so long. And
I know, but like.
Hi, Rob. Oh, hi.
Who are you? Terry. Oh, g'day, mate.
Well, g'day, mate. Yeah, because that's what RVD says. G'day, mate. You're such a moron, you are.
I'll calm down.
Yeah, you are. I worry about you sometimes.
Why?
How stupid you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
No, not really.
I don't worry for good.
That's not a good thing.
Roly poly.
That's roll the old man in barbed wire. A present. And throw him out the back.
Oh.
Pick up the pliers.
So he's cutting a disc.
And cut out his eye.
Look at him, Van Damme.
We're going to hang him. We're going to have a...
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Bill Alfonso.
Look at Bill. You are the hell just happened?
Bill's hardcore. Bill's hardcore.
It's stuck in the
ramp. Oh, the Lord loves a hanging.
What's it stuck on the...
By heck.
I get.
We're going to hang an old man with barbed wire.
So now
there's a child over there. They're all jumping up and down. Fuff. Psych.
They're all getting into it now. Because Van Damme's there.
It's like Greg the Hammer Van all the time over there, but that's an older woman.
God, look at him. He's all... Jesus, Terry. Oh.
Oh, God. Where are you going? Well, Tom!
And the table spot. Was it leaping ledge?
I am a real Abraham.
Jesus.
Does
it count in the ring, though? He's telling he's yelling to get in. Oh, the hand.
Oh,
Tommy.
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, okay, fine, right in my mouth. Come here, and the DDT on the, on there, here we go. And on to...
Look at Terry. Yep. Okay.
Yep,
I'm a walking present. Unwrap me.
No, thank you. Oh. Tommy's taking out the trash. Okay. Known as Rob Van Dim. See ya.
See you guys.
See you guys. Yep, we'll see you at the back. Oh, all right, we'll have some beers later.
Oh, look at Terry.
And we won't get paid for Paul Heyman. Yeah, number one. Yeah, I'm pointing to the ceiling.
Count it. And he kicks
out. He kicked out. This is ridiculous, dude.
Terry, you mad bastard.
You mad bastard, mate.
Oh, get on, mate.
That's our first mad bastard in this series, I must say.
I think so, yeah.
Yep. Well, I didn't say it last episode or the episode before. So this is our first one. Don't say I think so.
All right.
That's still my gimmick, all right?
Get, get off my side,
actually. Shut the fuck up. Ow.
Come on, Bill. Shooting star, bro. Do it.
Bill. Bill's a referee.
What?
Where are you going?
Just runs over there, climbs back in, runs back. Flip.
Oh, man. What's he got doing? Now? More barbed wire.
What the?
That's called barbed wire, Tom, because there's a barbed wire.
What's he doing?
It's going to get caught in the... this is ridiculous,
what
dude.
What is he... Don't... Oh, my God. Mm.
Yes, when I want to hurt somebody more, I want to put barbed wire up my
ass. Hurt myself.
Oh, yeah. Ah! I'm going to wrap myself.
Oh, my God, Sabu. Oh, you bastard. You mad bastard. Look at that.
I am the table. Didn't break.
Oh, my God.
You mad bastard, mate. My pants.
The blue.
Can someone find my pants?
Blue.
Blue. Blue and green should never be seen. Only in the washing machine.
I actually wear blue and green all the time.
That's because you're a nymph.
Yes.
You've got problems.
Oh, look at that. They're just... We are together forever. Yeah,
this is our final form.
Oh. Yeah. So what's Bill trying to do?
He's trying to cut it. Look, he actually is trying to help there.
Oh, I'm looking grimacing too.
Well, Tom, fucking barbed wire hurts. All right. I would imagine. Okay? Don't know if you've probably been it. You're an idiot sometimes. I really think that... Oh, what's Bill doing? Oh, is he trying to hurt...
No, what's he pinching?
What's he pinching?
I thought he was going to go cut to Terry.
No, cut your head open. Yeah, dumb shit.
Oh my God, look at this.
Yes,
we need to do the ending.
Take it home. You go out there and you tell him to take it home. Thank you, Paul.
Oh. Count it. Just.
What? Count what?
Oh.
I love you.
Where is that?
Where does Terry start and where does Sabu end?
Oh. Count it, ref.
One. Two.
No,
it's just a two count, Tom.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. No, he ain't
going to... Terry's head.
He ain't going to help. That's in his ear now, too.
Yep.
Some carvage. Will I ever be able to function normally?
No.
Ever. Still a bit awkward to watch now, guys. What do we do?
Just a couple of guys stuck together, chilling.
This is wrestling, eh?
What's the ending? So I can't do it now. It was meant to be... We're stuck together, so I can't do a move to you.
One.
That's it? Yeah, you got him.
Right.
Yeah, because he's so wrapped up he couldn't get out.
Well, you could actually kind of tell that Funkster was trying to kick out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wow, guys, there we go. He's trying to
say, just don't pull. Don't.
Don't pull. Don't.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's pretty messy, that is. Hey, man, I got your pants. You want my pants? Yeah, I got your pants.
Look at Bill Alfonso, though. I'm all right. I'm okay.
I'm just a bit. No, I'm fine. I am fine. Just stop moving.
Look at him.
Bill's just like, I'm just trying. Oh, the ref will help.
He's yelling at someone to help me cut him out. Help me cut him out.
That referee over there's got gloves.
But no cutters.
But Bill and the young ref haven't got gloves because they're hardcore.
Well, this is wrestling, isn't it? Yep. This is wrestling.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Tom.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag fantastic.
What are you sniffing?
What?
What are you sniffing?
Oh, okay. Hashtag fantastic. Is that better? Yeah, you let me do that.
Yeah.
Is that no sniffing?
Oh. So yeah. Sabu is your new ECW World Heavyweight Champion now.
Is he?
Yep.
Hands are a bit ripped.
Yep.
Bill's got his top off. He's ready to party. There's a hot little nurse there. Well, not little. She's quite tall and she's wearing white. There you are, lady.
Alan.
At the best side.
Oh, here he comes.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Tama Dreamer.
So let's have a look.
Stevie Richards.
Jesus. They literally are stuck together.
We're taking over.
She's even the nurse is stressed. She's like, we need to get this off them.
We need to set a fire. We need to put them on fire. We'll help them get out of the barbed wire. How? They'll become cremated and everything will be all right. My eye.
Look at her face. She's grimacing as she's having to cut it. Don't want to cut the skin.
Yep. Oh, someone's coming down.
Who are they cheering? The locker room, is it, or what?
Somebody. Someone with...
Far out. Yeah. What's up with his arm in the air?
Yeah, I can't move. Oh, fucking hell.
Look at your face.
It's pretty extreme.
Oh.
Yeah, it's extreme.
Look at it. Yeah. It's just speechless.
That's hardcore.
You just go, okay, yep. I don't know what to don't know what to, look at Sabu yelling.
It's in my eye, it's in my mouth, it's in my eyebrows.
He just breaks out into song and starts singing.
I
can't see, I can't hear.
You shut the fuck up, alright?
I've got none of my abilities.
You got no ability whatsoever to sing, so why don't you shut the hell up?
Calm down. This extreme stuff's making you get angry.
No, it's just making you stupid.
Oh, yeah, they got him. Yay!
His pants are still caught, Tom.
Yeah, but he's free.
My dick.
Sabu is free.
I got a barbed wire dick. No, he's not free,
Tom. We have one out.
Just take your pants off.
This will focus on him because he's the new champion.
And that's it. ECW.
Well. That was quite a glory one. Before we kick into our
glory.
Before we kick into our next match, just want to give a great shout out to a podcast that we think you guys should definitely check out.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
Beijing,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, your army's so cute and tiny. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
Alright guys, now it's time for our next matchup. And Alan, what are we about to watch?
We are about to watch Edge versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 22. Oh my god. And we are seeing right now the beautiful Lillian Garcia.
So if you have the WWE Network, go into WrestleMania 22. Go to the 1 hour, 5 minute, 15 second mark.
It's a great little pause shot right there.
Of Lillian Garcia.
No, I'm looking at the guy with the glasses because he's having a great look at going...
A little big guy up there on the side there.
So. He's a big head.
So 1 hour, 5 minutes, 15 seconds. We're about to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. And again, hope you guys have enjoyed this episode so far. We went to some barbed wire action with a little bit of Sabu and Sandman.
Quite violent, that one.
What, Bill Alfonso? Cut him out, mate. Let's cut him out.
It's stuck. Here we go. Perfect, the rated R superstar. Yes.
He was the already had won the WWE Championship in his first championship reign earlier that year, defeating John Cena.
Yep.
New Year's resolution.
With the Money in the Bank, all dinted, because that was his weapon of choice. His weapon of choice tonight are not leaders knockers, but a baseball bat that's quite stiff. A big, stiff boy.
Yes.
Yes.
A wooden one.
A big wooden one.
Got a woody.
He's got a wood. It don't take my joke.
All right, sorry.
Sorry.
Let's start again. You know what?
No.
Stop.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up and know your place in the world.
Whoa.
He's aggressive. Da-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na.
So the previous year, was he at WrestleMania 21? I don't think he was. He was at 20 when he took on him and The Rock. Took on the Evolution team of Orton.
And The Rock had a goatee, looked Flair like his father. Flair and Batista. Yeah, that wasn't the best. But it set up the Randy Orton, Mick Foley feud.
Backlash.
Yes.
Was it hardcore rules for the IC Championship? Yeah, for the IC title.
Yep.
Oh.
And on the stick tonight, who's on our commentary team, is Jerry Lawyer, Jim Ross, and Joey Styles.
Yeah, from ECW.
Yeah.
Who was featured in the last match we just watched.
Oh, he's got a bat.
Well, yeah.
He's got a bat. Mick, you're going to have to move a bit faster.
And Foley has appeared in, I think this is his second match in Oh My God. He was in the very first one, which was Terry Funk versus Mick in the IWA Japan.
Barbed wire.
Tournament of Death. Final. Yeah, or their death match they had there back in 1995 in Japan.
That's a good looking flannel. That's a flannelette t-shirt.
With these patches on the top, eh?
Yeah. TNA sucks.
Come on, guys.
Great.
Hope you guys liked our TNA episode that dropped a couple of weeks ago for your listening enjoyment.
It was a good one, I must say. The only good... Oh, what a boot in the face. The only thing good about that night was the main event and the when it stopped, when it ended. Yeah, that was the best part of the night. Yeah, two great things about that episode. Leaders already getting some toys.
Got baking sheet.
Oh, baking sheet. Wow.
Oh, Jesus. No, yeah,
listen to the crowd too. They're loving this. We've got a street sign.
Look at the dint.
Oh. In the face. Here we go again.
Oh,
would you like some cookies?
That reminds me of the chair shot from Rock. You know when he was handcuffed? Yeah. Just tipped.
Oh, don't.
Royal Rumble 99.
Oh, which God. We have done in the past.
Yes, check it in the TBK Vault, guys. That was like a semi-companion because we didn't watch the whole show, but we watched the...
A semi-companion just sounds wrong.
It was a semi, guys.
And it was a semi-companion. Sorry, that's all I can...
Yeah, that's where we watched the Royal Rumble match itself and the championship match between Rock and Mankind. Yeah.
But you guys know, if you haven't watched it before, you'll watch it. Now, this is when it gets interesting. Edge takes off the jacket.
Yep.
He is about to end the match now. He's going to spear Mick Foley.
Oh.
Now, watch Edge.
Oh, selling, is it shoulder?
Yeah. Watching the shoulder. What? Very, very, we got the Cactus Jack flannel right there.
Let's I don't even remember this. What even happened here?
Yeah, he's got it. Oh, let's take it off. What's Mick wearing around his belly, Tomer?
Oh, Chris, is that barbed wire?
Yes.
What?
Yes. And he throws it to the crowd.
Is he bleeding, though, too? Is his arm bleeding?
Who? Yeah, he's cutting it off.
No, I'm talking about Edge.
Edge's arm.
So he was taking moves just then with that, wearing that?
Yes.
Ah.
Look at that. That is just fucked up. Oh, my God. And then look.
He can't snap it.
Yeah, he's snipping it off. Looks very similar to our last match. Oh, look at that.
His tattoo, too.
Into the tattoo, it's bleeding.
And that's the thing
about... And watch this now. I'm going to strap you, boy.
If you look, we're watching in our TNA show Abyss. Like, he's actually got so many... His tattoos are all ripped up now because of his match against Sabu. Yep. And had a barbed wire match. So, he had a really good tribal tattoo that's all been teared apart now.
Yep. So it's just pretty much going back to our last match that we just saw, guys, moments ago. More barbed wire. This is the barbed wire, good lord, episode.
Our show featured lots of barbed wire. The IWA Japan, Tournament of Death did from CZW.
Yep.
The Terry and Rick match didn't.
No, but there was just a lot of fighting.
So at least four of our six matches we've covered so far have featured barbed wire.
Yep. And lots of we like the violence.
Yep. Oh my God.
Now,
guys.
When you lift up, what's he got hiding under there, Tom?
Oh my lord.
It's Barbie. It's an iconic shot from WrestleMania 2000 where he lifted up the 2x4 wrapped in barbed wire and looked it up to the heavens.
Well, when he feuded against Abyss in TNA, Abyss had his own one called Janus, which was the 2x4 with nails sticking out.
Janus?
But Foley ended up giving him one, giving him his own weapon.
TNA. Yeah. I did not know that. That's cool.
They had a match, those two, Abyss and Foley, a massive match.
Yeah, again,
it's Bound for Glory, which was their WrestleMania.
Yeah, again, it's TNA talk.
Yeah, Janus takes on the two by. Janus takes on the bat.
Falls count anywhere.
Leader's hurt here, I think. She got clothes on over the rope too. I think she's.
She was on top of. Here we go. Watch this again. She was on top of.
She
took that well. Good on her.
That was all lower back.
Bit of women's violence in this match here, guys. Too, we're going to see.
Swinging neck breaker. That's right, it is pinfall anywhere.
Yeah, falls count. Match,
not just a street fight.
Yep. So it was kind of interesting when he came out to the ring, he was Mick Foley.
Yeah.
But when he came, and when he took the flannelette shirt off, he is Cactus Jack here.
And I think he also had it buttoned a bit, so he couldn't see the barbed wire around the race there.
That's right. As soon as Edge hit the spear, you're like, he's in the shit now. Yeah. You're in trouble. Watch this.
Oh! Edge with a hip toss onto the steel steps.
If you go back and look at that, that wasn't leg. That was all ass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave him a really bad one once? He jumped out of the way of it. Was it China that moved or something? And
China hip tossed him and he actually just... Watch a game, guys. Watch his hip, butt.
Scrapes it.
Just nothing but that.
And his hips are really bad now too. Hips and knees.
Thanks to DDP and DDPY, he's definitely got a lot of help.
What were you saying? Because of DDP, wrecked his hips, wrecked his knee.
No, DDP has helped out a lot of wrestlers. Oh, there we go. Oh, shit.
Look at the arm. What the hell? It's like a big welt.
That's a burnt mark. Didn't you know that?
Is it a burn mark or off as a welt?
No, it's a burnt mark from one of his old Japanese matches. Far out. What's he got here? What's Edge? Nothing.
Okay, but his hands aren't even protecting him hitting the stairs. It's just all lower torso smashing in.
There's more barbed wire in the ring there, guys, so be careful. Leon Garcia, hello. Hello there.
Another thing, too, also, guys, thank you so much for who download these, because we're actually getting lots of downloads on Podbean.
Sweet.
Oh, my God, which is cool. And this is a concept that we're thinking about maybe, we had it originally was a 10-parter, so who knows? We might want to continue it once we get to the end of the year, because it was a March to December concept.
Yep.
But if people like it, then we'll keep
building. What have we got now? Oh, we got the table.
Ooh, table, ladder, and there's a trash can there. Or a bin, as I call it.
It's not a bin. It's a trash can, okay? We're watching wrestling here, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's got a bin. Fucking hell.
You say it like that, yes, I get it. Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot. Right, gotcha. Okay. So we've got the table set up. Mick, have a lay down.
Snap there. It's like their legs aren't straight on that one side.
No.
If it was TNA, it would have already broken.
We are the table. No, it's fine.
Well, it's going to be splashier.
Going to fly. Fly, bird, fly.
No. Fly like an eagle. Yeah.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Carry me. It's from Space Jam.
So. Thank you. Fly right into the future. You have none. What?
Oh!
Fantastic. He did the same spot with Randy Orton.
That's right.
A year later. But Randy got a full, head of hair and just slammed him down.
That Randy and Mick feud, Mick only really got the offense was that tack spot. But the whole feud, it was him getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yep.
Punted down the stairs, beaten on the biggest grand stage, and then lost again. But that launching Randy, no shirt or just trunks on, onto the barbell, onto the tacks.
Well, we got some lighter fluid
He's
here.
He's thirsty.
You want to drink that shit?
It's Gatorade.
It's going to be like... look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Tom. Yes.
Fuck. Look at the audience. What?
What?
No.
We're going to have a barbecue tonight.
All right, Mick, we're going to try something different. We're actually going to set you on fire.
No, I think Mick is the idea. This is Mick's idea. We got to...
Spikes him.
Look out.
That Japan show where the guy set his back on fire, then went for that senton, and then he missed his opponent and just... engulfed himself.
Fantastic.
But he rolled outside the ring, ran into the audience. They're freaking out. Sakura's trying to get to this guy to get him to put it down, but he just went, just
fire. Someone put me out. Someone put me out. Like, sit still.
But the audience is like, whoa.
Fuck off. Don't come near me with your fire.
Oh, it was bad. Just crazy Japanese matches.
Fantastic. Oh.
Piranhas, guns, swords.
Sword.
Ah, was it big time wrestling Japan?
Hello? Here we go.
Just have some hardcore stuff.
Steel chair. Oh, no. He was about to hit her.
No, please.
I'll show you mine. Lady.
Look out.
DDT. You're
on the baking sheet.
On the baking sheet. Would you like some cookies?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Kicked out.
He kicked out. Right.
I'm on the bat now, come on.
I've got the Barbie. I've got that. It's no Negan's Lucille from The Walking Dead.
Still haven't watched it, The Walking Dead.
Oh, just read the comics, man. You can understand that reference in the belly.
Here we go. No.
Yeah, if they ever said to me, Alan, what would you like to take in, you know, a gimmicked type of material? Or in the face. And he's already busted there, too. He is busted.
What, would you want to take a barbed wire shot?
No. I'll take a guitar.
Full like Jericho guitar. Or a New Jack guitar.
Yeah.
Put some anthrax in there.
No anthrax. Yarch. I just want powder.
Asbestos in there. Yep.
Some type of cocaine. I can't feel it.
You get knocked out and... I'm actually really...
I got my hair slicked back. Do your town. Sweet Cadillac.
Oh, Bulldog.
He's a hanker tank man.
Oh.
Look at that. His arm is bleeding as well, too. Wow. This is on a big stage. Everyone should be loving this. One... Two.
Oh. And that's the thing, like that mania had, I think it was Triple H Cena was the main event for the WWE Championship of that show.
Yeah, did this... Money in the Bank. This is the pay-per-view
that
had the Peter Gabriel song, Big Time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was the tagline.
Big Time! Yep, that's a weird... Oh, what's he doing there? Do you see this lady?
Oh my God. Some...
Oh, we got...
Got a wrench and a...
Some knuckle dusters and a sack.
It's his washing.
You see this later? Why wasn't this done?
It's a sack of coins. Just
Oh, a sock full of pennies.
The old 80s wrestling with coins.
Yes. Oh. That's a prison thing right there. Just
sack with dimes.
Wham.
That's a lot of tax though. That's a big bag.
Those camera dudes in the corner move.
That's a massive amount. That's the old WCW referee.
Yes.
Look at his name, though.
He
was involved in the Invasion storyline with Nick Patrick. Oh, here we go.
What is his
name? Oh, Jesus.
And they forget about that. Edge took the first bump to do this.
Yeah. Mick took himself, too. He got his head. His head and upper back. Look at that. Oh, my God. Like, we used to do our own little hardcore wrestling as kids. We never got to this far. Our
parents would kick the shit out of us if we did this.
Oh, look at this bloodied up sock out.
When you pull your sock out, I'm going to put it in your mouth. I love it too. He actually wraps it up.
Look at this.
Wraps up Socko.
Oh my God. Socko's
extreme.
No. Edge.
That's how you get a permanent tongue piercing.
And leader too.
To your lady. Watch out, ref. Don't get too close, ref. You'll get a tongue piercing as well.
Barbed wired Mr. Socko.
In the she's hardcore. Oh, with that. She's hardcore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow. Oh, lady bleeding. Do women bleed? Yes, they do, Tom.
Look at that.
When? I don't want to talk about it. How long?
It's a whip of. Oh, look out.
Batter up.
Swing batter.
Swing batter, batter, batter.
And then the back.
Fantastic. Dad, is this wrestling? Yes.
This is wrestling. Oh,
why did they do this in TNA? Well.
They did do this there.
Yeah, well.
Pretty bad, though.
Yeah, well. We're trying to
Barbed Wire Massacre was good, though. Abyss versus Saturday Night. Dude!
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Look at that smile.
Mick runs over, almost like instead of doing an elbow drop, uses the bat.
Look at that. He's busted. That's not tomato sauce. That's real. There's no blood capsules there.
Well, even prior to this, Edge never really got busted, ever, in matches before. Like, never had massive wars where he was fully busted up.
That's an iconic shot right there. Look at the blood is streaming down the face.
Wow.
He's looking at the table.
And this was also pre the when they teamed up for One Night Stand.
Yes.
Which we've covered in Longfall, guys.
It was actually a couple of...
they showed this footage and used it in the actual build-up to it. A
couple of weeks later, they would team up.
It was
Long Live Stephanie McMahon.
June of 2006 that we've covered, guys. Hashtag TBK Vault. It was one of our bonus shows, ECW One Night Stand.
The old bonus shows.
2006.
Pissing on the table.
Was it Dreamer and Funk? take on Edge and Mick.
And Bueller and Edge. And Leader. Lovely Leader. Doing the piss on the table. Uncle Mick's.
But this had never been done before. Like, the Dudleys did this in ECW.
Watch this.
Oh, fuck.
Where was that, Tom?
I was in the pips there. Look at
it. In that dick.
It was the end of the bat, too.
Yeah, it was a barbed wire.
But the Dudleys were known for
this. That's how you get a Prince Albert right there.
Thanks. Already done.
It's fixed now. Just need a bar. Lee's going to get extreme.
Oh, here we go. Light it up. Boom. Holy crap. Here we go.
Edge. Fire spot. Here comes the spear.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Edge leaps through the middle rope, spearing Mick Foley through the flaming table.
He doesn't have a shirt on. Edge does not have a shirt on.
And he's shivering. Look at him shivering.
He's covered in tacks. His face is busted wide open. He's shaking.
Checking his arm, too.
And here we go. This is it. 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, wow.
Un-frickin' believable, guys. Leader still holding the lip. There it is, guys.
There it is.
Fantastic.
Wow. What a war.
Magnificent.
And as we said, this feud kind of never really was over. It continued to them teaming up to take on Dreamer and Funk, One Night Stand. Jesus, Mick. Is it his eyelid that's cut? I think it's his actual eyebrow. It's all slick
here. But I love Edge's look here. This is a man who's gone through hell.
Reminds me of Mar from Home Alone. Walking off after getting through a wall.
Oh my God, clear.
The blood, look at his eye.
His eye's
dripping down his eye.
Yeah, look at that.
Great story.
I want my daddy.
So good.
Whoa. Man, that's real. Yeah, back off. Me personally, I'd be like,
just take
Dad, give me a napkin. I've got McFoley blood.
Oh, wow. Good
It's on the camera, too.
Good match.
It's on the camera.
Eye on the side there. Yeah, look at that.
It's all over. The droplets of blood.
Oh, Edge.
Fantastic. One more time, guys.
Leaps.
Spear! Through the table!
The only thing that only happened wrong there was Edge's left leg got stuck on the top rope, but still landed it really well, though. Wow. And would you say, was that the first and only flaming table spot? Or did they... Oh, no, they did it with One Night Stand the previous year with Dudley's when they powerbombed Dreamer.
Yeah, but again, this is... This is at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The grand WrestleMania is all
about wrestling. No. No, it's not. It's about hardcoreness. And there we go, guys.
Well, there you go, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed episode 3 of Oh My God. We went back and watched the Terry Funk versus Sabu ECW match... crazy, and then we wanted some more barbed wire, so we chucked in Mick Foley versus Edge from WrestleMania 22. So this episode is coming out at the end of the month. Oh My God, episode 4 will be coming out in the month of June. We've got 2 other really good matches that we're not going to tell now. You guys have to check that out. Again, you can check out all episodes on Apple iTunes, on Spotify and Podbean, and check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, BROKAST. And as I say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. See you guys later.
Oh my God!